Happy Cinco de Mayo. And joining us now, award-winning chef Rick Bayless. You know him from the PBS One Plate at a Time series, the cookbooks, Frontera Grill, Topolobampo, Choco, Tortoise Frontera at the airport, and more. Hi, Rick.
Hello, Bob. How are you on this beautiful Cinco de Mayo morning?
Muy bien, gracias. Are your restaurants getting busy now?
We're not open quite yet, but we kind of anticipate that there might be a little surge of business, shall we say, today.
Yeah, I would think so. We were talking about guacamole a few minutes ago, and I said that you have the best guacamole I've ever had in my life at your places. And I wonder if, without revealing too many secrets, you could tell people how they can make guacamole at home. It's not that hard, is it?
It is super, super simple, and I'm a huge traditionalist when it comes to guacamole, and I say, first of all, you've got to get really ripe avocados. They cannot be sort of hard and where you try to mash them, and they just kind of break into pieces. That's not what we're looking for. Something that you can mash easily, and then season it with just a touch of lime juice. Not too much. Most people put in way too much, and it kills the avocado flavor. And then some salt. And then the other four ingredients that go in, and I'm revealing everything that we do. We have no secrets in all of this.
Oh, really?
But it's all of the four ingredients that go into a pico de gallo salsa. It's tomatoes, onion, cilantro, and a green chili. We use serrano chilies for it. And you just chop those things up and add them to your own taste. Every one of those ingredients adds something really different to the guacamole. The tomatoes add some sweetness. The onion adds some crunch and a real fresh flavor. Cilantro, of course, is the herbal element, and the chili comes heat. So you just add them to your own liking. If you like it a little bit spicier, add more chili. If you don't like spice, leave it out. I mean, it's just as simple as that, and you will make the absolute best guacamole in the world, but you have to respect the flavor of the avocado. Mm-hmm. A lot of times people put things in there that just cover up that flavor.
Well, your secret must be then how the formula is, how much of everything you're putting together, because you do it perfectly.
Exactly.
It is the best. And, of course, I'm sure you recommend having that with some of your Frontera line of organic chips, right?
Yes, we wouldn't mind you having it with our chips.
Yeah, and they're good. Rick Bayless is somebody who supports small Midwestern farms, and I know you've done a lot of work to support those people. How have they done through this pandemic, Rick?
It's very interesting that some of the farmers pivoted really fast to doing direct-to-consumer things, and some of them didn't know how to do that part of it. And the ones that did the direct-to-consumer thing, sort of like CSA packages, where you could order your food from them, and then they would take it to a delivery place, and you would pick it up there. And those people that did that kind of pivot, I'm thinking specifically of Spence Farm that we buy a lot of things from. They aggregate for farms all around them, and then they deliver into Chicago, and they just had a great year. Now, I won't say that we had a great year in the restaurant business, but some of the farmers did quite well because people started cooking at home more, and they wanted access to the really good farm fresh produce.
Are your places at the airports open now?
Well, I can say we have three places in terminals 1, 3, and 5, and 3 opened up about a month and a half ago, just with a very small menu, and 1 opened yesterday. So those of you that are United flyers like me, you have to understand that you can get your DARPA now. Mm-hmm. So that's great. The international terminal is still not doing very much business, and so we're not open there yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, as I've said before, at O'Hare, That's your best place for food at a reasonable price. Now, as far as Cinco de Mayo goes, a lot of people are confused. It's not Mexican Independence Day, is it?
No, it has nothing to do with Mexican Independence Day, which is the 16th of September. It commemorates a battle that was won against the French in a war that Mexico lost. So it's a kind of a funny holiday. And to tell you the truth, in Mexico, it's not even really celebrated much more than what we would consider like a bank holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's not, I mean, occasionally you'll find some sort of military parades or something like that done, but it's a very minor holiday. It's become the big holiday to celebrate all things Mexican here in the United States. Although I just saw an ad for, I think it was a Lebanese restaurant that was doing Cinco de Mayo special. So I guess everyone has adopted it.
I guess everybody is Mexican today. And wasn't it really the marketing campaigns of the beer companies that made this such a big deal here?
Yeah, it kind of was. There are a lot of people that say there was this huge group of people from the city of Puebla where this battle took place. And they lived in New York, and they wanted to celebrate it as a sort of expat holiday. But then the beer companies are the ones that really promoted it heavily and made it into what we all think of as Cinco de Mayo today. I'm not turning my nose up at that at all, because it is wonderful to be able to celebrate the flavors and the culture of Mexico on someday, even if it's not Mexican Independence Day.
What's the next cookbook that you're going to do? Do you know yet?
Oh, God, it is huge. I've been working on it for, I'd say, probably almost a year now. And it is sort of the compilation of 40 years of doing this work and doing it in a restaurant kitchen. So it's going to be sort of the big book. I'm calling it the big book because it's going to have a little bit of everything in it. And it's going to also speak to people who want to cook this food, not only in their homes, but also in restaurants.
Can't wait to get back into your places, Rick. And by the way, thank you so much for judging the fast food chicken sandwiches for us a while back. I'm still getting, people are asking me wherever I go, by the way, what did Rick Bayless say was the best chicken sandwich?
I almost recovered from that, almost.
Yeah, and I appreciate the history lesson this morning. And keep in touch.
All right.
Rick, all the best to you.
Oh, thank you so much, Bob. Always great to talk to you.
See you soon, I hope.